Korea launched a long-range ballistic missile into the sea off Japan's west coast on Saturday after Pyongyang warned of a strong response to upcoming U.S.-South Korea military drills. Japanese authorities said it splashed down in waters inside Japan's exclusive economic zone more than an hour after it was launched, suggesting the weapon was one of the North's largest missiles. Tokyo said there was no immediate reports of damage to ships or airplanes. The Philippine president says the Chinese Coast Guard's use of a military-grade laser against a Philippine patrol vessel in the disputed South China Sea was not enough for him to invoke a mutual defense treaty with the United States. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. said Saturday he reminded China's ambassador to Manila that escalating aggression and incursions into Philippine waters by Beijing's Coast Guard, Navy, and civilian fishing fleets violate an agreement he struck with Chinese President Xi Jinping last month. China says the Philippine vessel intruded into Chinese territorial waters and was warned to leave the area with the use of a harmless laser. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Blasts wounded two civilians and shattered several hundred windows in the west Ukrainian city of Khmelnytskyi as Russia fired missiles from the Black Sea on Saturday, Ukrainian officials said. Ukraine's Air Force said Russia launched four-caliber missiles from the Black Sea, two of which were shot down by air defenses. And the United Nations will spend $250 million from its emergency fund to tackle forgotten crises around the world, its Secretary General said on Saturday. This is VOA News. The leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan met for the first time since October at trilateral talks with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Munich on Saturday, the U.S. State Department said. Tensions have escalated between the two nations over a two-month blockade of a corridor that is the only land route giving Armenia direct access to the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. In an address to the Munich Security Conference, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says Russia's assault on Ukraine has tested NATO's reserve.
This moment has tested our willingness to defend and uphold these rules and norms. And we have remained strong, and we must stay strong.
And in remarks at the United Nations Security Council meeting, meantime, Richard Mills, who's the deputy U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, says Russia continues to break international law.
For years, we called on Russia to honor its commitments under the Minsk agreements and to negotiate in good faith for the end of hostilities in eastern Ukraine, as Ukraine did for years. However, Russia has repeatedly demonstrated its disregard for the Minsk agreements and for international law.
The United States has struck some key blows against the Islamic State terror group, removing a couple of senior leaders from the battlefield in two separate nighttime helicopter raids in northeastern Syria. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. Central Command said the raids targeted Hamza al-Hamzi, who oversaw the terror organization's network in eastern Syria, and another operative who led an IS assassination cell. It said the raids were carried out with the help of the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF. U.S. officials said one of the raids resulted in an explosion that wounded four U.S. service members and a service dog, all of whom are getting medical treatment. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A growing number of countries are turning to vaccinations against avian influenza, commonly known as bird flu, to stem one of the world's worst outbreaks of the deadly virus. More than 30 countries have resorted to the use of vaccination against avian influenza since 2005, the World Organization for Animal Health said, based on the data reported by its members. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
It's VOA. One more.